The folks at Poland Springs have that same level of permission with the water cooler in my office. Automatic replenishment systems allow oil heating vendors and others to invest money up front to acquire permission and then extract profits for years down the road by not violating the trust they've earned. Magazine subscriptions are another great example of this model. Each issue you receive is paid for before you read it. Consumers give magazine publishers permission to send them a booklet full of ads and articles each month, and they agree to pay for it in advance. Why would anyone do this? Why give up so much control and allow someone else to profit from this level of trust? The first reason, which is becoming ever more important, is to save time. Streamline, the company that brings groceries and other supplies directly to your house, would fail if America went back to having one spouse stay at home all day. Instead of paying Streamline to collect your groceries, dry cleaning, or photographs, you'd invest a few hours and save a few dollars by doing it yourself. But because Streamline can save the consumer such a precious resource, we gladly pay them a premium in exchange for the time we save. The second reason is to save money. In many industries, the cost of marketing is the single largest line item in the cost of goods. A magazine might cost three times as much on the newsstand as it does by subscription. Automatic deposit of your paycheck costs a small fraction of what a check-cashing bodega charges. The third reason is a little more surprising. Many consumers sign up for intravenous permission because they don't like to make a choice. The Book of the Month Club virtually guaranteed that you'd be able to read what everyone else was reading. The patient in the hospital doesn't want to compare drugs. As computers make it easier for marketers to understand and catalog the various individual nuances among customers, this reason will become increasingly important. The more successful the marketer is at selecting products that are relevant to our lives, the more likely we're willing to let them pick. The fourth reason is to avoid stockouts. The milkman makes sure we never run out of milk. Same with the guy who delivers water for the water cooler. The opportunities in this arena are huge. Imagine a laser printer, hooked up to your network, of course, that automatically reorders toner cartridges by email whenever it's running low. Or a car that beeps the factory by cell phone when it's time for them to send someone to tune it up in your driveway while you and your family are sleeping. The idea of automatic replenishment can be extended in more ways as technology makes it easier to execute these systems. Virtually every product, therefore, can be sold by subscription. I wasn't surprised to discover when Gateway announced computers by subscription, a concept I've been touting for a few years. Instead of buying a computer and taking your chances, you just pay them $49 a month, and every 2 years, they upgrade you to the latest and greatest model. Expect to see this happen in more and more industries. After all, you may not really want a particular car as much as you just want reliable transportation. So instead of leasing a car for a given period of time, you could just pay Ford a monthly fee and give them permission to put the right car, filled with gas and running well, in your driveway every day. As long as Ford is keeping up their half of the bargain, you'll be willing to listen to whatever new offer they choose to bring your way. Of course, not all intravenous marketing is quite this automatic. There's a second level called purchase on approval.